Yo, what's up? Welcome to Organic Poison Podcast. This is going to be just a short little doodly-do. It's been a while since I have been able to address you guys in such a way, in such a manner, just one-on-one. You and me and the sun. That sounds so stupid. What's been up, guys? How have y'all been? Oh, me? You know. Just working. Took a vacation. Didn't do a whole lot. Worked on a bunch of music. As crazy as that may sound. I know I've talked about this on here before, but if you guys want to hear any music that I've done in the past year or so, please go look up Hylian and Hideout on SoundCloud. Also, go listen to the, go listen to that podcast as well. We haven't done an episode in a while, but something leads me to believe with all this Drake and Kendrick Lamar drama going on and, you know, the 20v1, I'm pretty confident that we're going to have to get together and have a nice conversation about that sometime soon. I actually think that I'm quite confident that the next Organic Poison episode will be about that as well. But, I mean, hey, everybody's got an opinion on that, apparently. I'm pretty sure most of you are well aware of the fact that there's, like, a rap civil war going on right now, and everybody's trying to come for the goat. And they can't. They can't touch the boy, I don't think. But they might. I don't know. Kendrick Lamar said he was snatching chains. So let's see if he's really planning to do that or not. There's all kinds of talk between money, labels, numbers. You know, Taylor Swift drops a new album. Apparently Taylor Swift is in control of when Kendrick Lamar drops music too. It's crazy. So I think since the last time we talked, there's been like a massive escalation up and down, escalation, de-escalation, more escalation of war in the Middle East. Israel and Iran been shooting bombs at each other. That's fucking crazy. And of course, you know, there's lunatics here in America that are also like, you know, like pro-terrorism. It's crazy. There's some crazy shit going on right now in the world. But I mean, what's new? Something that I have noticed since starting this podcast roughly 4 years ago is that there has been no... Roughly 4 years ago. It's been over 4 years ago now. It's actually been almost 5 years ago, I think, that this podcast started. And, you know, I feel like I go through my phases where we've got, like, episodes every week or every other week or every week and then every other week for 6 months, 7 months at a time. And then I just reach these, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's probably just being an adult and having other things going on. But man, do I love talking. If you haven't figured it out by now, I love talking. We're hopefully about to go back on a run again. I've already been talking to a couple of my compadres about getting some of the familiars that have already been on the podcast. And I'm branching out to some unique conversations. Not so much for the global aspect of it, or not to dig too much into the outer realms of society or anything, but I got a couple of people that do their own things, and I just want them to come on here and talk about what it is that they do, which generally speaking is what it is. You know, I think I might have talked the guy who owns the local trading card shop. I think I'm gonna be able to get him on the podcast, which would be super sick. I can't remember what his name is. It's not Mike. But, like, I want to call him Mike. It's not Mike. But I just want to call him Mike. But it'd be dope to have him on. You know, that's a hobby of mine that I picked up recently. I'm not sure that I've even talked about it on here. But, you know, it's actually funny. Like, he set up at the Ramey's, which is the grocery store out here near where I live. They've got them over all around this side of the state or whatever. But, Ramey's grocery store. He set up a card. You know how you can buy it's like a vending machine, I guess, but they're like quarter machines, but they have like cards and stickers and stuff like that. Well, he's got like baseball cards, basketball cards, Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, that kind of stuff. And it's set up at the Ramey's. So it started with me buying the UFC cards from there, which was sick. Oh my God, fucking UFC 300 was last week, man. We didn't talk about that. I think I'm going to try to have somebody on here to come nerd out with me about some MMA, specifically speaking the UFC. So if you're listening to this and you really like, you know, you fuck with UFC heavy, hit me up. Let's do it. I don't even care if I don't know who you are. Just holler at me, because I need people to come on here and talk to me about the UFC, because I love it and I know how to talk about it and it's fun. And yeah, I know a little bit. I don't know a lot at all, but I do know a little bit. We were going to do a review of WrestleMania. We were going to do a review of WrestleMania, but the boys dropped out on me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cam. Cam never dropped out, but these other jabronis, Alex and Jim. What, Jim didn't drop? It's really Alex's fault. Shame on you, Alex. I'm sure you won't hear this. Not to be confused with Xander. Talking about two different people here. Alex is one of the consistents when we talk about wrestling, but nonetheless, I picked up this new hobby of finally collecting trading cards and stuff like that, and it started with the UFC cards. And you know, man, I've ended up buying like booster boxes and all kinds of stuff. It's fun. It's a nice little thing. It's interesting. I'm still trying to learn a little bit about how all that stuff works. I've got, you know, hockey cards, baseball cards, a few basketball cards and football cards, but I'm trying to stick with UFC because if I get too deep into like multiple cards or, you know, interest or whatever, then I'm just going to end up spending too much money that I don't need to spend on a hobby like that as it is. So, but, yeah, so anyway, yeah, so it's going to be tight. I got a couple of people that I want to have come on and just talk about stuff. You know, something I've said a million times on here is that this is a great way for, you know, I like the idea of people being able to listen and talk and hear and all this other stuff going on with this podcast. But it's also like a part of like just documenting the time as it is right now. For me to come back and listen to one day, for you to come back and listen to one day, for my kid to come back and listen to one day, whatever it may be. Like, we've covered so much in this podcast. I mean, I'm damn near in tears a couple of times in this podcast back in COVID, back when I was talking about, you know, to hell with communism, which I mean, still to hell with communism. But like all these different times that like me and Tim cutting up on here, me and Xander cutting up on here, all these different times I've had. And so, you know, even still to this day, you know, we might be in a slow patch with the show, but it's gonna be around for a long time, and I'm gonna keep up with doing that. I do also want to point out to those of you, if this happens to be your first episode, I'm really sorry. It's probably gonna be very underwhelming for you, but this is more or less an organic poison update, which sounds hella cheesy, but you definitely should go back and listen to some more episodes. If you have to, just pick a random one. I also, but what I was going to say is deviantbehaviorradio.com. If you're not already have that link saved in your phone, you should, because new episodes, this show airs every Tuesday. And if there is a new episode, it is going to air on Tuesday. And if not, there will be an episode on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. So tune in. If you're listening right now, thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and shout out to Clark Wayne. But yeah, save it, deviantbehaviorradio.com, and set alarms on your phone. You don't like just set it on the calendar, like every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Same thing with Thursdays at 9 p.m. That's Toxic. That's my other show. Save it. Listen to some music. You might get put onto some new music you never thought you would want to listen to, but you found out that you want to listen to it. And if you're just the kind of guy to support for real, or gal, sorry. If you're the kind of guy or gal to support and listen for real, listen to Deviant Behavior Radio all the time. Go follow on Instagram. I've been working up this idea I've been thinking about for I'm not going to give it away. You'll have to just see. But go follow deviantbehaviorradio.com. deviantbehaviorradio.com. Save it in your phone, but also follow Deviant Behavior Radio on Instagram. I tag them in like a lot of different things that I post, especially if it has to do with anything with music or radio or stuff like that. The past two episodes that I've done have been with Joshua Johnson, the first person that I have ever had the opportunity to sponsor for, and he is an MMA fighter. He is fighting on June 1st. He's also an old friend of mine. We've known each other since we were kids, essentially. But he's a great dude. You know, me and him have both known each other since we both weren't that great of dudes, so it works out even better. You know, everybody has their journeys, and here we are, man. We've both family men. just grew up like most, if like you will eventually, or like you already have. It's just the nature of the thing, and it's awesome. He's had a couple of fights, and he's holding it down. He's fighting for, I don't have the information in front of me, but you should go back and listen to the previous episode. He announced on June 1st he's fighting for the amateur belt in Mobile, Alabama, and I should be a Eminence Fighting Promotion, I think is what it is. I'll be posting a lot more about that on Instagram for sure once it starts getting closer to it, and I likely will have him back on the show before the fight. So I really think that, listen, check this out. If you like it to watch MMA, specifically UFC, but you want to rally behind, you like the idea of being able to rally behind a fighter, this is the guy we're rallying behind, okay? Organic Poison Podcast is rallying behind him. You know what I'm saying? If he goes out there and loses 3 fights in a row, though, you know, we're not rallying behind him anymore. I'm just checking. Shout out to you, Joshua. We support you, my friend. And really looking forward to seeing him, put in another ass whipping. The guy he's got to fight, he's definitely going to be a challenge, but that's okay. It wouldn't be worth doing if it wasn't a challenge, I would say. Easy for me to say because I just get to talk shit. I don't get punched in the face or choked out or any of that crazy shit. So, but I was going to say something I want to do. Right now, as we speak, I weigh 195 pounds, all right? So 195 pounds is what I weigh right before I came in here to record this. This is going to be my challenge to you guys. If you care, you might not care, but I have been very heavily inspired by my homeboy, Jeffrey. And Jeffrey has been working out, and he's been on his grind, and it is so awesome to see him just being like, fuck it, bro, I'm about to just get into shape, I don't give a shit what it takes, all this stuff, and that's awesome to me, because I know I am a lazy ass. I work all day, every day, don't get me wrong. In the summer, it's hot as hell, I sweat, I manage to lose weight while I'm working, so it's almost like a cheat code, but nonetheless, beyond that, I know that I'm lazy. I know I could do more, and I'm going to. So that's what I want to do because of Jeffrey and because of Joshua. So my goal is to get down to 185 and just make myself the healthiest I can possibly be, because Joshua is fighting for the 185 amateur belt in Mobile on June 1st. So I'm going to make weight with him, and I want you guys to – I'm dropping 10 pounds. So do you guys think you can drop 10 pounds? Actually, set a goal for yourself. You do whatever you want. You do whatever goal you want. But set that goal, and let's see if we can do it. If you do it, let me know. There's no reason to be ashamed. I'm not at all a fitness guy. I have a kettlebell around the house. I lift weights every now and then. I walk and, you know, do these little small little things. I have no consistent schedule for working out. I don't know anything about working out. I know very little. I know what I learned on Joe Rogan's show like 5-6 years ago. I'm half kidding, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you know, the stuff that you kind of have interest in, but I've managed to lose weight over the past handful of years. A lot of it is because I've stopped drinking beer on the weekdays or every day, and then I started only drinking on the weekends, and now I haven't drank in like 15 months or something like that. So now that has helped me, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like extra effort. The effort would have been to have quit drinking, really, I guess, which I haven't. I just haven't drank since then. So if you see me out, I have not quit drinking. I just have not drank in like 15 months. But that's my goal. I'm going to put in my extra effort and not just like not eat or anything like that. And I'm going to force myself to learn over the next couple of days the extra stuff that I need to lose 10 pounds before June 1st. If I got to run, if I got to sweat it out, whatever it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. And I think that it would not hurt any of us to make some decisions that make our lives healthier. And dead ass, it's inspired totally by Jeffrey and Joshua. So yeah, so you guys should do it. You don't need to lose any more weight, just put on some muscle. Let's do it. Let's do whatever we can to do whatever by June 1st. And for those of you who don't give a shit about that, by all means, brother, do whatever, or sister, do whatever it is you got to do. I'm trying to put it in the atmosphere. Why the hell not? You know what I'm saying? We could all do things to make ourselves healthier. And I think that most of us could probably afford to shed a couple of pounds. And it's summertime, man. You know, you're going to be getting by the pool. You're going to be swimming, either trying to impress ladies or impress your lady or your man. I don't know. But you get what I'm saying? Let's just fucking do it. Rather than just talking about it, let's just do it. So that's what I'm going to do for the next month. I'm going to do whatever I can to try to just get, you know, not eat pizza every weekend, not gorge myself every weekend, not have a cheat day every 3 days. And I'm going to see what I can make happen. But yeah, so hell yeah, actually. Did any of you guys see the new Godzilla movie? Me neither. But I did just start watching The Boys, finally. Apparently everyone else has seen The Boys and not me. So I started watching it last night. Likely whenever I get done with this, I'll probably pop it on and do some editing on my computer. You know, let's see. There's something, a couple of other things I want to talk to you guys about. Oh, man, this is not what I was going to talk to you guys about, but I think that Amazon Video or whatever it is that has, you know, I guess I just call it Amazon Prime, I guess. They're kind of having a run, man. Like, they've got the new Fallout show, which I haven't watched yet, but apparently it's a hit. Let me know if you guys have seen it and what you thought about it, because I've just recently started playing Fallout 76, and apparently I picked the right time to start playing it. Yeah, and like a month ago, they put out the new Roadhouse movie, which apparently was a hit. Now, I think we can all agree that it's certainly not the best movie in the world. Not even the best Jake Gyllenhaal movie. We could say it's the best Conor McGregor movie, but it's because it's the only one that he's been in. But I thought it was great. I enjoyed it. I sat in my bed and I watched the whole thing uninterrupted. Didn't even get on my computer or on my phone. I just laid in the room and watched it on a Friday night. That was actually how I started my vacation out. I tell you what, I passed out in bed immediately afterwards. I actually don't remember like the last 3 or 4 minutes of the movie because I was totally asleep. But it was fun. I was entertained as I watched it. I did not hate it. But yeah, apparently Amazon Prime is on a tear. Actually out here doing it. But yeah, man, I appreciate you guys for listening and sticking with me and, you know, through the ups, the downs, which, I mean, as far as it goes, man, this show personally, I don't ever think that it's, we've had downs. No syndrome. No, we've had downs. Oh my God, have we talked about Diddy on here? I don't know if we've talked about any of the stuff that happened with Diddy. I think it's time. Me and Xander might need to have like a 3-hour conversation. I haven't had him on all year, and that's a shame. But every time we do get tapped in, because he works so much, I work so much. Particularly, he works nights too. So good for him. That's awesome. Very happy for him. That's great. Shout out to Xander, lifelong friend. He hates it when I talk mushy about him, but very, 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 very happy that he's working and doing his damn thing. But there's, I mean, between Diddy, between this rap beef, between, I know Xander don't give a damn about nothing. No, what is it? No politics. I know none of y'all. Not none of y'all. Some of y'all care about politics, but like this is what I need y'all's. This is what I need y'all's feedback on, because I mean, I talk a lot of shit online, so I'm pretty sure that most people would be like, well, if he has a podcast where he just talks about whatever he wants to, and if this is the kind of shit he's talking about, I might A, want to listen, or B, stay the fuck far away from whatever it is he talks about. But I think it's fair to say that on this podcast, we talk about just about everything. The only thing that is a consistent is that we say crude things a lot of the time. I wasn't particularly, there's a handful of episodes. It really just varies from guest to guest. You know, I'm not going to be disrespectful my brother-in-law comes on here sometimes. I try not to use profanity with him because of the fact that while he would not be tripping about me saying shit or damn or fuck, he's not going to come to my house and trip out about that. But I know if he happens to have someone who listens that is coming from because he's a youth pastor. So if somebody come, you know, if we're having a conversation, and he happens to share it with somebody that I'm doubtfully he's sharing it with his youth, but any of his peers, I don't want it to them to hop on and have to listen through, and me being like, oh man, the old cunt, eh? You know, saying all kinds of crazy shit, and them have to be like, damn, Tyler, wasn't really interested in hearing your brother-in-law say that about, you know, Diddy fucking kids and stuff like that. But I don't know that Diddy did that, by the way. Diddy did that. But sometimes I don't. I mean, I like Tim, if this happens to be your first episode, please, for the love of God, go back and listen to the Tim episodes. Go listen to all the episodes. What the hell? I've been noticing that either some of you guys have been getting bored as hell with the fact that I haven't been releasing at such a pace as I have in the past, or there's been new listeners, because a lot of people have been going back and listening to some of the older episodes. I realized the other day we have like 137 episodes. I stopped counting them after like 120. Really, what made me stop counting them was because I got really discouraged. A handful of episodes got pulled because I put like regular, degular ass music, like music that's like on Spotify and Apple, like of actual artists, on here, and they got flagged, and I didn't check my email that they got flagged on, so the episodes got taken down. I actually had a friend of mine, shout out, who hit me up and was like, hey, why'd you take our episode down? You know, was there something wrong with it? It was like, no, I didn't take it down. It actually got pulled because of the fact that I mean, essentially breaking copyright laws. So it's one of those things. I think it ended up being like 7 or 8 episodes in total that it happened to. And I had to go back and I had to, like, some of the older episodes, you'll notice that I had, like, they're clipped and it's like right there starts. You can tell there was music playing, but it's, and it takes a long time to do all that. And a good bit of them I didn't make it to in time, which is really unfortunate. We'd probably be closer to 150 episodes at this point, but no big deal. We're going to go to 1,500. So whether even if it takes us 80 years to get there, we're going to get it done. Cleaning out my side room here in the next couple of weeks, and then I am going to have my own space to set up, and I think I'm going to set up a backdrop, and we're going to start doing more YouTube stuff. And I'm not saying like I'm going to be a YouTuber, but it's for the sake of having more video, because a lot of people say that's what they want. They want to have a video, even if it's just sitting there talking, having the conversation, whether it be myself or myself and someone else. They say it's nicer to have the video. They want the stuff on YouTube. I don't understand why people are so adamant about it, but I also listen to YouTube and listen to people talk on YouTube almost all day, so I kind of get it. I just don't typically watch the video. It's just like I would rather just listen. Whatever, though, no big deal. I do appreciate the fact that people care. I appreciate the fact that people tune in. I appreciate the fact that people share their favorite episodes with their friends, and they're like, yo, Shane and such were talking about this shit, and it was pretty damn funny. Shane and such were talking about this shit, and it was crazy because I never thought about it like that. Shane was pointing out the fact that Alex Jones was right about these 4 or 5 things. Shane was pointing out the fact that, yo, shout out to Cam. Shout out to Cam because the Pelicans are in the playoffs. They lost Game 1, but they're in the fucking playoffs. Don't know how, by the grace of the entities that exist, the Pelicans are in the playoffs. It's nuts. Golden State Warriors are going to lose Klay. That's really sad. Conor McGregor is coming back on June 29th. Shout out. That's nuts. So excited about that. He's probably going to lose to Michael Chandler, which is not exciting. And yeah. Crazy times we're living in, man. Crazy times we're living in. Listen, told you guys I was going to keep it short. Just giving y'all some updates. I really appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm wanting to do a couple of different things, man, but I'm not even going to try to put them out right now. I'm not even going to try to put them into words right now, because some of them might take longer than others. But I promise you, next week, I'm coming on here with a fascinating guest. They might make you laugh. They might make you cry. They might make you want to die. I didn't mean for that to rhyme. Did not mean for that to rhyme. I'm not mad that it did, but I didn't mean for it to. And I finally have new music. So I can, I finally have new music that I am actually capable of putting out. So you guys stay tuned. If you're not already following me on Instagram, it's Shane is O for right now. I'm probably going to finally change my Instagram name. The times there are changing, my friends. We're moving on. And it's time for you guys to move with me, okay? So 2024, we're about to treat it like a dirty whore. Thank y'all so much. Don't forget, every Tuesday, DeviantBehaviorRadio.com, Organic Poison, new episodes, lock in, save that. Listen, there's music playing all day, every day on DeviantBehaviorRadio.com. Okay, Clark Wayne's got it going on over there. And be sure to check out the other shows. Plenty of other shows on there, man. And I appreciate you guys. Shout out to Jonathan May. I hadn't talked to him in a while. Shout out to Jonathan May one solid time. About to get Johnny May back on the podcast. Let's do it. Let's do it. You guys have been great, and I appreciate you for consistently tuning in and telling your friends that Shane's a degenerate. But I love his show. Peace.